The Bush administration wants to cut $300 million in fuel subsidies that help low-income families pay their heating bills. But with the Northeast recovering from another winter storm and home heating bills on the rise, critics say thousands of poor families will pay a steep price. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Each winter, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP, helps between 4 and 5 million American families. 2 years ago, when President George W. Bush was running for office, he praised the program.
First and foremost, we got to make sure we fully fund LIHEAP, which is a way to help low-income folks, particularly here in the East, pay for their high fuel bills.
But in his budget proposal for 2003, President Bush is urging Congress to cut the subsidy by just under 20%, from $1.7 billion to roughly $1.4 billion. A spokesman for the Department of Health and Human Services declined to be interviewed for this story, but by some estimates, more than 400,000 families would be dropped from the program. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, a Democrat from New York, says that would be disastrous.
We should be looking for ways to relieve burdens on low-income and elderly residents and not force them to choose between paying for food and paying their energy bill.
Last July, the Senate Appropriations Committee rejected the president's cuts, but the 2003 budget was never finalized. With Republicans now controlling the House and the Senate, Clinton says the debate will be very different.
The administration will certainly send the signal as to what's going to be done with this money. And I'm hoping that we won't have to go through some kind of protracted legislative battle.
A White House budget document says the cuts are based on a Department of Energy forecast that predicted lower fuel costs. But with unseasonably cold weather, heating oil and natural gas prices have spiked. An oil industry strike in Venezuela and the threat of war in Iraq are pushing prices even higher. In parts of the Northeast, costs have risen by a third over last year. Dan Riley runs a fuel company in Saranac Lake, New York, where temperatures have been dipping into the single digits. He says people in this small town will spend hundreds of dollars more to heat their homes. That means real pain for his poorest customers.
If they don't have a safety net with federal authorities, or they don't have a safety net with their own family, then there's definitely problems. And I have seen people have to get out of the places where they're living.
For some families, moving out isn't an option. Mid-afternoon at the Saranac Lake Adult Center, Betty Gallo has just finished her weekly game of bingo. She says she relies on the federal program to get through the coldest months.
I own a home, so I have a lot of bills, and I have to keep it nice and warm because I have 5 great-grandchildren living with me and their mother, so I want to keep it warm for them.
Gallo is 77 years old and still works part-time at a local hotel. Last year, her subsidy amounted to $400. Without the extra cash, Gallo says she'll have to squeeze an already thin budget.
Probably would pinch a little. I know the bill is going up all the time. The furnace runs a lot more.
The federal cuts would also hit at a time when state governments are facing severe budget shortfalls. 21 states have already slashed their own energy assistance subsidies. Ona Rushford runs a program that helps families in Franklin County, New York. She says local funds are tapped out.
I don't know where they're going to go if they're not eligible for emergency public assistance. Some people might be able to be helped, but not everyone.
Rushford says more than 4,000 local families have received a first payment this winter. If Congress funds the program at last year's level, a second round of checks will be mailed out soon. If the program is cut, Rushford says many families will have to fend for themselves.
I would say by February, there's going to be a lot of people hurting.
Even without a war in Iraq, many observers worry that heating bills will continue to rise. National oil inventories have dipped to a level last seen in 1999, when late winter prices nearly doubled. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.
It's 11 minutes before the hour.